The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
It's 10 o'clock on Saturday. Why don't we pick this up on...
Do you know anything about sensory deprivation tanks? Specifically how to build one?
Sensory deprivation? What is this for?
Fun.
The year is 1983. Young Will Byers goes missing in the small town of Hawkins, Indiana. It is discovered that a gateway to a parallel alternate universe known as the Upside Down is opened in Hawkins. Through that parallel universe comes a monster known as the Demogorgon. The Demogorgon is vanquished, thanks in part to a child named Eleven and her special abilities. It is now 1 year later. Hawkins is safe and back to normal, or so it seems. Strangers. What in the world is the Upside Down? I don't know, but I must find out. And it's not about will this time, but I mean to survive, and I love my town. Hawkins, Indiana, any town, USA. And nothing's been the same since this one fateful day, about a year ago. The story you probably know. The Hawkins lab hatching strange plans down below. And Chief Hopper leaving something inside a locker. Could he know where 11 is? It may be how to stop her. Will Byers return? Everything now seems to be back to normal. Better be sure, cause Hawkins can't afford a relapse. So many gone and yet so much we need clarity on. So my advice is be cautious, tread carefully on these rounds, cause everything has now changed. Parallel worlds, phenomena unexplained. This is the story of four friends and how they move forward in a world that's been twisted and distorted. The past has been reported, and future danger brings the brave closer together as they face stranger things than they could ever imagine. New adventures to uncover and discover. All they truly have is each other. As teenagers. Curiosity is human nature. We come as friends, but we leave as strangers. We come as friends, but we leave as strangers. As a teenager, we are naturally some hellraisers. We come as friends, but we leave as strangers. We come as friends, but we leave as strangers. 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 Strangers.
This is not yours to fix alone. You act like you're all alone out there in the world, but you're not. You're not alone.
Happy Halloween, y'all. I am Z, and this is Radio Free Hipster, episode number 59. And yes, I am coming to you on All Hallows Eve with a message from beyond the grave. Not really, it's just a regular message from upstate South Carolina. But it is Halloween, and that means tonight I'm going to favor you with all manner of macabre musical delights. That's why we started the show with Megaran's Strangers, the title track of his latest release, a hip-hop tribute to everybody's favorite Netflix series. And up next, well, it's a brand new cut from Megathruster.
It's never too early to put out your pumpkins. Never too early to hang up your lights. Decorate doorways with scarecrows and spider webs. Dress up your windows festooned with frights. Find some sound effects of evil laughter. Do the monster mash all month long. Crank up the eerie psycho screaming. And dig your collection for vampire songs. And don't forget to head to Target to pick up the fun size.
Woo!
never too early to invite your friends over. It's never too early for costumed fun. Bobbing for apples and pumpkin carving and handing out candy by the ton. Dry ice in the punch and lots of pizza. The fog machine is going strong. Ghosts and bats and clowns and even robots. No one is going home till dawn. And don't forget to head to Target to pick up the fun size.
time.
You immortal.
You tried to make me a killer!
Thank you.
At the top of that set, you heard Megathruster with Never Too Early, a song that is a sort of my own personal motto regarding the Halloween season. And it was followed by a song from the Tiny Barbarian Deluxe soundtrack. It was Jeff Ball with Kinda Creepy. Now, I actually haven't played Tiny Barbarian yet, though it did recently launch on the Switch, so I will likely be picking it up very soon. But a copy of the soundtrack found its way into my inbox, and I am quite digging that. There will be a link in the show notes. Go check it out. Let's see, that was followed by Cry Little Sister, Hello Zep by Cell Dweller from the fifth volume of the ongoing Halloween Booty Project. And I wrapped it all up with Vampire Slayer by Louis Aronowitz. That one coming to us from Thrashylvania, an amazing new release that's timed out specifically to coincide with Louis' 15-minute Castlevania speedrun. And while that set distinctly had a little bit of a rock slant, we're coming up on a set of songs more in the EDM vibe. And we're going to kick it off with a really original take on the theme from R.L. Stine's Goosebumps. We'll be right back.
sending shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul and seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize.
But I don't think we should.
A spooky, scary skeleton shouts startling, shrilly screams. They'll sneak under sarcophagus and just won't leave you be.
Cut suggested for the podcast by my eldest, which you guys know is Little X. It was the Living Tombstones take on Spooky Scary Skeletons, which has sort of been his Halloween jam of the season. That particular version is also available on Halloween Booty 5. Before that, you heard Damnation and Betrayal by Ghetto Lee Lewis from his Heretic Symphony, an overclocked remix release celebrating the music of Heretic, a creepy id Software FPS from the mid-1990s. And it started off with Dream Reaper's take on the Goosebumps theme. Now, it has been making the rounds this month. I believe I actually found it via a post on Bloody Disgusting, but I wanted to include it just in case y'all had somehow missed it, and also because it is really damn good. All right, my children of the night, we're at the end of another episode, and sadly, approaching the end of the Halloween season of celebration. Thankfully, there'll be another one this time next year. I mean, you know, if the simple state of the world in general isn't enough of a living nightmare for you. Just as my October episodes or a Halloween tradition for me, my boy Wackenfuss has his very own seasonal practice. He likes to release special horror movie theme tracks each year, and we are going to end on The Video Dead, which is his latest. It's inspired by the 1987 horror comedy of the same name about a television that produces zombies. Don't think too much about it, just go with it. And after all your trick-or-treating is done, and you want to talk about music or movies or what have you, know that I am always available via the power of the internet. You can find me at hipsterplease.com and at geekdad.com, your source for nerdy news, reviews, and interviews in your very own zombie blood nightmare.
Yeah?
Well, good morning, Mr. Jordan.
Yeah. Say, you wouldn't have a cigarette you could spare, would you?
Sorry, Mr. Jordan. I don't smoke.
How about you?
Sorry, buddy, but I'm a chewer.
Well, anyway, where would you like it, Mr. Jordan?
Like what?
Or your delivery, Mr. Jordan.
Hey, look, there's got to be some mistake. I haven't ordered anything but pizza in the last 6 months.
This is just delivery, Mr. Jordan, not a COD. Whatever it is, it's already been paid for by the sender.
Well, okay, bring it in.
TV? Who the hell would send me a TV? I don't even watch TV.
Listen to me, young fellow. I drove up all the way from Texas. I've been staring at that little yellow line for 3 days straight. You see, it looks like an ordinary TV set, but it isn't. All lives will be lost.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you telling me this, but, I forgot to brush my teeth, so I gotta go. Bye.
You damn fool! You damn fool!
Look what I found in the attic. A TV.
You don't know what you're messing with. Why in the hell don't you leave it alone? They look just like you and I, but inside... Inside, they're different. They have no soul. It's been a little accident, an escape. Take the TV and lock it in the basement. And do one more thing. Get a mirror and put the shiny side next to the screen. A mirror.
When the static crackles and the tube is bright, you best attack the battle before you lose your life. Cause there's a voice in the attic and she's crying out, leaping through the screen and she's inside your mouth. Her friends are here, steady sounds of death. Let them see your fear, they'll empty out your neck. So don't ignore the torture, have you seen it yet? A dead dude's oozing out of your TV set. Decapitate, dismember, let the earth reclaim. Stab him straight in the temple till the squirting breaks. Let the hurt remain, let reflection in. Grab a mirror before they know to fight your next to kin. They ain't gorgeous, man, send them right to hell. Fake corpses that can't stand the sight of themselves. Right behind the screen before you go to bed. I'll play your TV, but you still see the video. Dead.
Look what I found in the attic. A TV.
It was the video dead.
Video dead? Somebody better tell me what's going on, and they better tell me right now.
I'll tell you what I know. It's a TV. I'll pick it up at a house. My wife lost her life partner, but she weren't the only one.
But exactly how does a TV set kill somebody?
A TV don't kill nobody. What comes out of the TV does it kill it?
Well, then why didn't you just destroy the thing?
Oh, sister, don't you think I tried? But you can't. It sneaks into your brain and plays tricks. Most I could do is package it up and send it on.
The slaughter's begun already. You look the other way, you might just end up getting a nice size bite taken out of your rear end.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.